Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. We are just thrilled to have on the phone with us today Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, who is here to talk about the most recent City Council meeting. Mayor Mary, how have you been? Happy fall.
It is happy fall, I guess, Mo. It's another one of those seasons that I just adore in Minnesota, in our city of Hastings. I love fall.
I do too. Yes, it's all wonderful. So we'll talk about, obviously, the city council meeting, but you are such a well-rounded person. I know that you're gearing up for Gobblegate and you're going to switch hats and do an interview with us in another week or two, but just a reminder to everybody that the Gobblegate registration is open.
It is open, and we have a new design this year, of course, as we always do for the shirt, and it's really just kind of clean and fresh. It's a very light cream-colored shirt, and it just kind of has a crest on it, and it's very cool. So go on to www.gobblegate.com to register, or go on our Facebook page and you'll be able to view it. And along with this, we're going to have some new swag that people are going to be able to purchase online, you know, too. So, yeah, it's very exciting. You know, this is crunch time, as we always say, in every event the last 6 weeks or so. Well, believe it or not, 5 weeks from this week is Thanksgiving.
Mary, so stop it.
It's crazy. Yes. And registration is coming in and people are excited. Once again, we, you know, are getting our sponsors, and people are just so gracious and kind in being our sponsors and helping us to be able to support the mission that we do for Hastings Family Service. So
nice.
It's a great time of the year.
Right.
It's a fast-paced time of the year, but we'll take it.
Well, not only that, but you kind of don't get to rest then even after Thanksgiving, because you are highly involved in Hockey Day Minnesota.
Hockey Day Minnesota, yep, in January, along with, you know, hairdressing and Christmas hairdos and all the good stuff.
No kidding. And you have very high-maintenance customers, I know.
I have many of those. I'm into those. And like I tell them, you pay for the conversation, not the service.
But
no, it's fun. And, you know, most people know that January is my hibernation month.
Yes.
Well,
guess
not this year.
Not this year.
Not this year. It might have to be February. And then, you know, February is a shorter month, so I'm not as
That's
happy.
Not fair.
31 days.
Yeah, that's not fair. Well,
I might have to leak into March a little bit.
I think that's going to be just fine. Well, let's talk about the most recent city council meeting. Tell people, city council meetings are held every other week or twice a month, or how is it? What is it?
First and third Mondays of every month, 7 p.m. at City Hall. But another factor that people may not know is they can surely watch it on Channel 15, or they can view it after the meeting on Hastings Community TV, which we're so thankful for that partnership with them.
The most recent city council meeting, you had some wonderful presentations, and I just really enjoyed both of them.
As always, at the end of a season or the summer season, Christy Barse from the Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, she comes in and she gives us an annual update on what the chamber's been supporting like in tourism. And we always love to have Christy come in because she is such a great presenter, and she has an update that just makes us so proud of the tourism that we do have within our community. But her team are the ones that reach out to certain different areas of maybe people that aren't familiar with Hastings, and they try to lure them in with contacting them or, you know, getting connected with other people in different communities. And they do just such a great job. I love it when I can go downtown or throughout the community and see cars with bike racks on. I mean, that's what our tourism does. Mm-hmm. And so the dollars that they use, Mo, it's a 3% lodging taxes at our hotels. That is what supplements part of the tourism budget. So all the visitors that come to town, there's a percentage of dollars that are put on their tab, if you will, and that money goes into our tourism budget. And that is mainly used for marketing. So, and that's what I say they do so well. They find out who isn't coming to Hastings and they try to get into that area to get them to come. And I love it when I see the bikes on the back of cars, and I'll stop people and ask them where they're from. And it's just so interesting to see how far people come to our community to support our restaurants, our small shops, our biking trails, whatever it is, skiing, golf courses. And I love it. I love what we all do together.
Absolutely. And I think the new tagline, or has been for a couple of years, is get away to somewhere close. And
Sure.
that certainly is perfect for a lot of the outstate people that come and visit our community. And what I thought was interesting in that presentation is that travel is down between states.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
people really are staying closer to home
Yes.
to spend time off. And so it's perfect, the kind of marketing to really bring people to our community. And then they're going to tell other people and they're going to keep coming
Right.
back. And it was a really interesting presentation. And I can't say enough about Christy Barse. I think she is the right person at the right
Oh,
time for our to
absolutely.
be the Hastings Chamber of Commerce. She is
I agree.
really just such a great advocate for our city and a sharp woman. And
I agree.
yeah, we're very
Yep.
lucky.
One other interesting thing she said that our local businesses have been telling the chamber members that their business is down. So that's so important in our community to shop local. And I brought up the conversation with her about back in COVID, they had like a tagline, shop local, shop local. And she did reference to that they are going to be bringing that back soon because, let's face it, if people don't shop in our small businesses, they're going to go away. And we need to support local all the time. We have some tough financial times coming, and everybody is watching every penny. So if we can be cognitive of keeping those dollars in our community, I think the better off we'll be.
I agree. Well said. And then you went on to another wonderful presentation, which I know
Oh,
is one of your
yes.
favorites of the
Yes.
year, and that is the recap of Levee Park programming done by Paige Marshall-Bigler.
Yes. And Paige always does a great job. And if people don't know her, she is the one that organizes all of the events down at the Rotary Pavilion and throughout the parks. She helps organize Arts Rec and Police. She organizes the Tuesday comedy shows, the story time in the parks, the Thursday night music and market. And she does just a fabulous job. Hard to believe it has been 10 years that the pavilion has been downtown.
Yeah, that is. And
10 years.
yeah.
I hear it and I can't believe it that it's been that long. But Paige does a great job. As most people know, the Thursday night music events have become bigger and better every time. And I will throw a plug out there because we do have a budget for the programs that we do have down at the Rotary Pavilion, but we also have people that come in and sponsor. And Paige couldn't do the job she does without the assistance of these sponsors. So I'm just going to give a shout out to Ardent Mills, Dakota Electric, Ruth and George Doffing Foundation, and Smead Manufacturing. Those people sponsor year after year, and it just helps her to be able to give a little more of a uptick in the people that she brings in. So, yeah, again, great program. Every year it gets to be viewed by many more people. And again, I think we see out of town people down there. I go down there almost every Thursday and I look around. I know most people, yes, but there are a lot of people I don't know. And I should maybe go up to them and welcome them and find out where they're from. Maybe they're new to Hastings, or maybe they're staying at a hotel in town. Who knows? But
That's a perfect
yeah.
thing. You are made for this job. Other people listening might be like, "Oh, I don't want to talk to strangers." Not you. Not
Oh,
you.
but I'm curious because then I can pass that on to our staff that they're doing an amazing job. They're bringing in people from all around, right? Mm-hmm. We want people to come to Hastings to enjoy what we have here, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
So then what happened at your meeting?
We always have the consent agenda. As people know, it's many routine items that we have with one vote. But I will say, again, I love going through our consent agenda and seeing the various donations that we have being made to Parks and Rec, Fire Department, Police Department, our Halloween party. There's just so many kind people that give to this community. And I will say, the Parks and Rec Department, they are the ones who put the benches in. And the benches have become so popular.
So wonderful. And those benches can be found on so many different trails around our...
Walking trails, yep. The bike trails. Yes, they're just beautiful. But you know what I love about it, Mo, is because somebody that can donate money for a memorial bench for a loved one that they've lost, that person can go to that bench mm-hmm. and sit peacefully, be around nature, and just have some calmness, right? Mm-hmm. I've done it. I've done it on numerous benches, and mm-hmm. I love it. I utilize them, a lot of them.
Absolutely.
So to that, we had an awarding of contract to authorize a signature for an amendment to the PFAS planning and the design grant agreement. And what this is, Mo, we found that after we had the grant that we needed a couple different things that really weren't covered in the expenses. So it was just an amendment to that, which is, you know, kind of easy peasy, just more of a signature. And then under reports from staff, under community development, we had an overview of a request for the, people may remember it as the convent building down by C's
yes.
school. And this has kind of been an ongoing project for the last, I think it's been 5 years. Well, everything had expired. Mike and Amy Bauer are now bringing it to fruition again, and they're working on it. The only other additional amendment was that before the, when they delivered the plat before, it was 9 apartments. Now they're hoping to make 10. So there were just 2 little amendments to that, which I'm thankful that we're going to see that building filled. I don't appreciate empty buildings. I understand them. I just like them more when they're filled and
right.
running.
And I thought it was so sweet when there was conversation about, you know, there needed to be adequate parking if it were going to be 10 apartments.
Yes.
And it made me think about back in the day when it was the convent, the sisters probably all shared one van. And
exactly.
so there wasn't a big need for parking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there's a basketball hoop back there for whoever had it then. And I mean, they're going to take that out. So there will be ample parking. There's 10 apartments. I think it's 1.7 parking spaces is needed per unit. Mm-hmm. And they have ample parking.
Well, that's so great. Good.
It is great. Yeah. And then under administration, Dan presented us with a resolution for 2026 budget pre-authorization. So these are things, Mo, that are already in the budget, but because they take a longer lead time, he's asking for pre-authorization to order them now in 25, but they will not be paid for until 26.
What would that be an example of?
So 2 police cars and 1 dump truck. 2 police cars to the tune of $124,000, so about $60,000 and something for 2 police cars each, and then the dump truck is $300,000. So the full amount is $424,000. And again, it's just a pre-authorization to order them. They don't need any money now. The money will come out of 2026, and it's already been in the budget, so...
And I think people would be interested in knowing what happens to the vehicles that you are turning
sure.
over. And I think that that's nice to know that they're not just junked.
Council had started, and along with Dan, had started a fleet program where we're trying to, and I think we're in the 3rd or 4th, but eventually every 5 years, the cars will be turned around. So we have better equipped cars running more safely, and we'll be able to pass those on and get a little better savings too. So what they do with the cars that are no longer needed, we usually see it in the consent agenda as ridding of surplus. So they trade them back in, or they sell them, or however they try to get rid of. They just don't go to junk. Mm-hmm. We try to get something for them. And then the two new cars will be brought in. Now, particularly, I thought it was interesting that we have started to go into, we have two hybrid police cars now, and these two new ones that are coming in will be hybrid too. So we're trying to look at efficiency and, you know, just trying to get rid of that gas model, which I think is good for our environment and just generally saves us money. I think it might cost us a little more money at the beginning, but I think it saves us money in the end.
And when you think about it, those police cars, they're driven 24 hours a day, seven days a week. I mean, it's amazing. And the wear and tear that you would put on a car, people might be thinking, well, gosh, 5 years isn't very long to keep a car. Yes, it is if you drove it every single day.
If you, that's right.
24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I do want to remind everybody about the Halloween community party, which is actually Friday, October 24th, coming up soon, 6 to 8. And that's at the high school. And recommended ages are 12 and under. And this is a free event. You can bring a non-perishable food item for the Hastings Family Service. But it's so much fun. I love working the door at it. And you see all the little kiddos come in. And even the adults dress up. It's great. I love it.
I do too. Are you going to dress as the mayor of Hastings?
I am going as the public works operator.
Oh, I can't wait to
see. I got my hard hat. Oh, yeah. It's going to be easy peasy, but I'll have a costume on.
I love it. Any last thoughts that you want to share?
Just everybody be safe through the fall season, and especially during Halloween. Be cautious on the streets when the kids are walking, and be safe.
Thank you so much, Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.